More on anthrax now and how ordinary computers might help find a cure for the disease. Hundreds of thousands of ordinary PCs harnessed to a single task pack more computing power than the most potent supercomputer. That fact has been helpful to medical researchers through an application called distributed computing. April marked the start of a cancer research project aimed at involving more than a million PCs. And now, from Oxford University, comes an appeal for at least 160,000 PC users to help cure anthrax. Joining us from Oxford to help explain how this works is Graham Richards, who is chair of the Oxford Chemistry Department. Dr. Richards, let's start with the chemistry problem. As I understand it, you are interested in the anthrax toxin.
Yes, that's correct. The bacteria produces a toxin, consists of three proteins, and these proteins individually are not harmful, but together they combine to produce a toxin which, as everyone knows, is quite lethal. And what we are hoping to do with this project is to scan a database of molecules to find little molecules which will stop these three proteins combining together in their lethal form.
Now, if I were to download, it's a screensaver that I would download from an Intel website, I gather. I effectively contribute my computer's spare time to this project. What does that mean?
Each individual computer, when you join the scheme, when you connect to the internet for the briefest of times, will receive a group of about 100 small molecules, and one by one, these are tested while your screensaver is running and the computer is otherwise just sitting idle. Each little molecule, one at a time, is tested to see whether it will fit into this target binding site, as it's called, a little pocket on the protein of quite distinct shape, and also to calculate how tightly it binds. When you've completed your 100 molecules, those answers will be sent back, and then if you find hits, they come back to me, and you get another batch of 100 molecules. Now, 100 at a time, if we've got, as we have in the cancer project, 1.25 million computers working, means that we can scan a database which is quite enormous, far beyond what even the world's largest pharmaceutical companies could manage. Our database, in fact, has 3.5 billion small molecules, and we'll test those one at a time against the anthrax target.
Now, these batches of 100 molecules, and of course, these are representations of the 100 molecules that you're sending out. But as you send these out, you must have a lot of redundancy here built in, don't you? I mean, you don't just do one batch to one computer and that's it, don't you?
No. Each computer, each of the 1.25 million computers will get its own batch, and then they will, when completed, get another batch. And in this way, we can test a huge database, but we can also test them several times to make sure that the calculations are correct. And built-in checks of that sort mean that we get rather good data at the end of this.
Nowadays, in the study of chemistry, how far do you go on the computer before you actually hit the test tubes, or is the test tube virtually a thing of the past now?
In the end, chemists still need to make molecules, but increasingly things are done with computers. The science behind what we're doing in this project is not particularly original. The pharmaceutical industry do this all the time. What is the big difference in our particular project is the sheer scale of what we can do because of the people across the world. There are 209 countries currently involved in the cancer project. And if that power is carried over into the anthrax story, we should be able to scan our entire database of these billions of molecules in a period of a few weeks.
Dr. Richards, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you.